And we will see, you know. Look here, 1858, India was here, China was here, Japan was there, United States and United Kingdom was richer over there, and I will start the world like this. India was not always like this level. Actually, if we go back into the historical record, there was a time hundreds of years ago when the income per person in India, China was even above that of Europe. But 1850 had already been many, many years of foreign domination, and India had been deindustrialized. And you can see that the countries who were growing their economy was United States and United Kingdom, and they were also by the end of the century getting healthy. And Japan was starting to catch up. India was trying down here. Can you see how it starts to move there? But really, really, the national sovereignty was good for Japan, and Japan is trying to move up there. And at the new century, you know, health is getting better in United Kingdom, United States, but careful now, we are approaching the First World War, and the First World War, you know, will see a lot of deaths and economical problem here. United Kingdom is going down, and now comes the Spanish flu also, and then after the First World War, they continue up, still under foreign domination and without sovereignty. India and China is down in the corner. Not much has happened. They have grown their population, but not much more. In the 1930s now, you can see that Japan is going to period a war with lower life expectancy, and the Second World War was really a terrible event also economically for Japan, but they did recover quite fast afterwards, and we are moving into the new world. And 1947, India finally gained its independence, and they could raise the Indian flag and become a sovereign nation, but in very big difficulties down there.